This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The latest round of talks involving the warring factions in Yemen and Sweden end Thursday, with the UN circulating a draft agreement, including a post-war political framework, reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Yemen's foreign minister Khalid Hussein al-Yamani said the government is seeking a durable peace.
This step-by-step approach is bringing the Houthis to accept that there is no way for them to continue the war in Yemen. And the war is not the solution in Yemen, but peace should be the solution. And peace can only be gained through a very hard discussion on the table of negotiation.
The UN is seeking a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that has devastated the country, leaving thousands dead and millions facing famine. Both sides exchange lists of prisoners and a pledge to resume oil and gas exports. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing international pressure to end the conflict, especially in light of the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That prompted the U.S. Senate to act on approving resolution ending U.S. support for the coalition. Senator Todd Young is from Indiana.
This is a serious national security issue, and that's why it's essential that we send a message giving our administration more leverage as they try and press the Saudis to negotiate in Sweden in good faith.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance, but there is no similar effort underway in the House of Representatives. Tanzania has signed a multi-billion-dollar agreement with Egyptian companies to construct a massive hydroelectric plant in a game reserve designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Conservationists have opposed the plan to build the plant along the Rufiji River in the Selous Game Reserve, warning it will destroy the environment, a key tourist destination and revenue source. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence effort by her ruling Conservative Party, 200 to 117. But MP Jacob Rees-Mogg said it's time for her to step down.
I think the Prime Minister should resign. She cannot get her deal through. Her very bad, unsatisfactory withdrawal agreement, which is not supported by the DUP, by many Conservatives, or by the opposition.
European Union leaders meet on the matter Thursday, but have repeatedly ruled out any renegotiation. Monday, the Prime Minister cancelled a vote on her Brexit plan, widely expected to have resulted in defeat. Britain due to leave the EU March 29th. Canada has identified a second citizen questioned in China and has been missing since making contact with Canadian officials. Chrystia Freeland is Canada's foreign minister.
We are aware of a Canadian who got in touch with us because he was being asked questions by Chinese authorities. We have not been able to make contact with him.
She said the government has been in contact with the family of the man identified now as Michael Spavor. The other Canadian being detained is diplomat Michael Kovrig. The activity followed the release on bail of China's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou of the giant telecom Huawei by a Canadian court following her arrest December 1st on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. U.S. national security officials told lawmakers in Washington Wednesday China's cyber espionage and theft of intellectual property from U.S. companies pose one of the largest economic and security challenges. John Demers is an assistant attorney general.
No one begrudges a nation that generates the most innovative ideas and from them develops the best technology. But we cannot tolerate a nation that steals the fruits of our brain power.
He said China is driven by a desire to be at the forefront of 10 critical technologies in its so-called Made in China 2025 plan. Police continue a manhunt for the suspect of the shooting deaths of two in Tuesday's attack on a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. Police are searching for 29-year-old Sheriff Chicot, who has been on a potential security risk list. According to multiple sources, Venezuela's former oil minister, Nelson Martinez, arrested last year in a corruption probe of the state-run oil company, has died while in custody. He's said to have suffered a heart attack while undergoing dialysis. The California State Insurance Commissioner said Wednesday that claims from historic wildfires have topped $9 billion and are expected to grow. The most devastating blaze, Camp Fire, erupted November 8, incinerating much of the Sierra foothills downtown of Paradise. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.